Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:05 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Garrett hanging out behind the glass. Mike Johnson will be in the afternoon with Mike Bell. This hour is brought to you by Zerez. Goodness gracious. Book an appointment today with Zerez, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. That was very surprising.
The gunshot wasn't ready. You weren't ready for that one?
I was not ready for that.
Good,
not
the bad, and the ugly, man. I was old-fashioned spaghetti western, man.
I wasn't ready for that to come back with. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what we're doing here, right?
That was very smart. That's very smart. Justin Herbert did play during Monday Night Football, even though he just had surgery 7 days ago on his left hand. Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. Major League Baseball meetings are underway. That means I am solo this week because Grant is at them. Braves are adding more pitching. According to The Athletic, they have signed right-handed pitcher James Karinchak on a minor league deal. Georgia Tech's Haynes King was named All-ACC Player of the Year by the AP, rightfully deserved. He threw for over 2,600 yards, 12 touchdowns, while running for 922 yards. And the Falcons announced yesterday that they released Jordan Fuller, added wide receiver Malik Heath, who had been cut by Green Bay on Saturday. Quick changes before Thursday night's game, which brings us back to the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game against the Seahawks. We do this every single Tuesday. Mike and Bo review the film, kind of look at things, and then pick out their good, bad, and the ugly. Stepping in for Mike today, of course, will be Garrett. So, Bo, you want to start with your good?
Sure. Look, it's pretty simple. My good was the first half defense. You know, you held Seattle to 111 total yards in the first half. 6 points, obviously. 9 carries for 57 yards. But, hear me out, if you take the one explosive play away, which I know you don't, which was a 26-yard run by Charbonnet. I know you can't. I get how it works. But if you take that away, you held him to 31 yards on 8 rushes, which is really good. You also held Sam Darnold to 9 of 15 for 67 yards and interception, and you got to him twice. They went 2 of 7 on third down, and they went 0 for 1 in the red zone. You played really good defense in the first half. You played championship-level defense. That's what it was. I'm sorry. You can say whatever you want. This offense was pretty good coming in. I think like the third highest scoring offense at averaging 29 points a game coming in, and you held them to 6 points in the first half. It looks like a great start. Let me remind you that they finished with 129 yards on the ground and 249 yards through the air. And, oh, by the way,
ding,
37 points. Six of them did come on a kickoff return. So 31 points, I'll just say, because I don't blame that on the defense. So you played a phenomenal first half defensively.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's 100% right. And look, people kind of came after Raheem Morris about what he said about that's the way that we want to play in the first half. And he's clearly talking about the defense, but people misconstrued it to mean that, oh, you only scored 6 points. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No, he's talking about the defense. To your point, Bo, that's championship-level defense. You're playing a really, really tough unit, and you held them to 6 points. You largely snuffed out that entire offense with Kenneth Walker, with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, with Cooper Kupp, all these other guys. The defense was fantastic, and they deserve their flowers. And I'm going to give flowers to another guy on defense because, I mean, the offense didn't really hold up its end of the bargain in this game, and we've already talked about the special teams. So James Pierce Jr., we are going to hear a lot about him over the next couple of months, specifically because the draft season is going to be talking season and everything else. It's going to take off. And Atlanta is going to take a lot of flack for it. I don't think it is necessarily fair because of what this guy has been able to do this season. Last Sunday, he was able to get another sack. That is five consecutive games with a sack. He is one sack away from tying the Falcons franchise record for sacks for a rookie. He is about to tie Micah Parsons for consecutive games with a sack. I mean, only three other players have had five consecutive games as a rookie with a sack, and all three of those players won Defensive Rookie of the Year. What he has been able to do this season is just completely erase that aggressive decision of like, oh no, we have this first-round pick that we have next year. That's erased from the minds of everybody in this city. That's only the only noise you hear is from outside folks who don't really know what's going on with this organization. They just see the win-loss record. James Pierce Jr. has been a marvel for this team, and he has done such a fantastic job. He leads the team in pressures. I mean, he's only just now getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, he also won me a steak dinner. I made a bet with my buddy Hasselhoff because he said he wouldn't reach five sacks this year, and I was like, oh yeah, he will. Yeah. And he did. Now I got a dinner at New York Prime coming up.
Where are we on sacks for the season?
Team-wise?
Yeah.
I believe we're at 44.
Third in the NFL was what I saw last. I haven't seen the updated. I can go check on
that. Yeah, they had 42 going into the game in third. They had two more sacks, so they're at 44.
So you said they were going to get to 50 on Thursday.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah.
Are they going to get to 50?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, they will.
They're going to get Baker three times.
I think that's a fair thought. And, they almost got him a lot in week one.
And I would remind you that James Pierce Jr. did get hurt in the first half, had to go to the sideline, mm-hmm. retape his ankle. Should have been a holding call, and it was a dangerous holding call at that because it bent him back, and he had to retape that ankle. So, and he was questionable going into Sunday, I would remind you.
All right. I'm reminded. Let's go back to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's move on to the bad.
Oh, I get it now. I don't even think about that why you came back with the good and bad and the ugly. And then I
we had a whole conversation,
Garrett.
We talked
about it.
We had a whole conversation literally on air about why you were playing it.
I didn't even think about it. I was just like, because I love the movie.
It's a great movie.
Go ahead, Garrett.
It would have made a lot of sense otherwise.
I mean, I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the bad here, turnovers. I mean, it's – I talked about it going into the game when I was on the Wade Ford tailgate show. It was – and turnovers, I mean, it's an easy thing to say coming into a game, but the number one way to beat the Seahawks is turn them over, and they're willing to give you the ball a lot, and they did. Sam Darnold throws that interception early in the game, and it looks like you're really on the front foot, and you're going to be able to, you know, put it to them. But the Falcons didn't take advantage of that one, and then on the flip side, you have the Bijan Robinson turnover, his second fumble of the season, second that he's lost, the third of the season, and it's the second one that came in a red zone at home against a team who it felt like you should be coming back on, and the other one was against the Dolphins, and then it turns into a laugher after that. But it was bad spots, bad turnovers, and you're not going to win football games in the NFL turning it over three times.
Yeah, and that game was so reminiscent of the game last year where third quarter, you're in the game, third quarter, debacle, three turnovers, cost it to you. My bad's different. I'm going to pick on the receiving core because I have had enough. I don't know what Kirk Cousins is supposed to do, and I'm not sitting here defending Kirk Cousins. It was a thing a little bit with Penix too. But I mean, when you put the ball in guys' hands, you got to make a contested catch in the NFL. That's part of the league. Not everything's wide freaking open. Kyle Pitts drops a contested catch on third down on the first drive of the game. Darnell Mooney drops the ball in the end zone on a contested catch on fourth down. David Sills, on the second drive of the game, short field situation, drops a contested catch. Catch the football. I understand it that the other guy is trying to keep you from doing that. But this team does not have the skill set at receiver to not make to get separation enough that they're going to have to learn how to make contested catches, and they're not doing either one, and it's why your quarterback's going 15 of 30. And you're losing games.
Yeah. And look, Kyle, you guys talked about it yesterday. Kyle Pitts is not going to come in here and be a tight end. That's not what he's doing. He is basically just a big, slow receiver. And when you are a big, slow receiver, you have to make that. Look, credit to him. He made one fantastic catch on a beautiful throw from Kirk Cousins. It was the biggest play of the game here for the Falcons. And it looked like it was like, oh, this is the spark. This is what's going to set him off, whatever. No, it wasn't. But drops have continued to be an issue. It was an issue on Sunday. It was an issue in New York. It's been an issue all season. And the only time it really didn't flare up was against New Orleans. And wouldn't you know, that was a pretty good game.
All right, and real quick, let's get to the ugly. Bo, what did you have for the ugly?
Arch mentioned it yesterday. I believe he said it's like a kick in the cods when you get a short field situation and you can't convert. You have first and 10 on Seattle's 39-yard line. Second drive of the game. You go five plays, 22 yards. Guess what? David Sills drops a contested catch.
Yep.
You ascend, five plays is a glorified three and out. You had one big play that got you down in there, and then you did nothing. Kick a field goal. You have first and 10 after the interception on Seattle's 30-yard line. You get a holding penalty on Devin Tompkins on a screen pass that would have gotten you, I think, got you maybe 8 yards, maybe close to the first down. That brings it back. That leads to essentially what is a three and out, and you get a 50-yard field goal attempt blocked. It's unacceptable to not score touchdowns on those sorts of fields. I don't even know what's past unacceptable to not get any points on short field situations, but it has been a thing that has hampered this team all year long, and it absolutely cost you. Imagine if you score two touchdowns there. It's a 14-6 game. Actually, it's a 17-6 game going into halftime. Maybe even 17-3 going into halftime. Completely changed the dynamic of this football game. It's cost you other games this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like that. I talked about the turnovers and the bad. Falcons get a turnover on Sam Darnold, and they have a field goal blocked. That's just you got to take advantage. And if you don't close, I mean, it's just not good enough when it comes to that. But speaking, kind of staying on missed opportunities, third down offense has just continued to be their Achilles heel. And you're not going to win a lot of games if you're not converting on third downs. You're 1-13 in this game. You have the worst EPA in the NFL per play on third down. It is very bad what's going on right there. And it's the more concerning thing is that it has been this bad of an issue now for several weeks. I mean, this goes back long before, like, all the way back probably to San Francisco that this has been.
It actually goes back to last year. They were terrible last year on third down, too. You're right, but they were terrible last year on third down. Yeah. I don't understand it either.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And sometimes it's like it's execution. Sometimes it's play calling. And Zach Robinson's owned up to some of the play calling gaffes that he has said himself that he has made. But ultimately, you got to make a play. You got to make a play. And there's just not that guy right now on this team. And that's why they're sitting where they are.
And if you want to throw in on this, tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Give us your good, bad, and the ugly. This Saturday, noon to 2, you can hang out with me, Allie Mack, and Ed Voyles, Kia, and Marietta. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler. Someone else is going to get tickets to an upcoming home game. And I heard rumblings that Ed Voyles, Kia, is giving away a year of gas. So you want to be there. This weekend, noon to 2 at Ed Voyles Kia in Marietta. Ooh. I know. I saw that. I was like, wait, what? Can I talk about that? So I will see you this Saturday, noon to 2, Ed Voyles Kia in Marietta. Coming up, Grandpa Philip could be heading back to the NFL. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.